Welcome to a World of Good podcast. I'm Nate Tapman.
And I'm Andrew Gale.
And we are two friends
who love Jesus,
care about the church,
and travel the world to share stories of people who do the same.
Our conversations happen in all kinds of places,
like a coffee shop in an airport terminal,
or even the back of a crowded taxi.
But no matter where we go, from Argentina to Zimbabwe,
we capture stories of the good God is doing around the world.
And we hope those stories will do you a world of good. Welcome to A World of Good podcast. My name is Andrew Gale, and I am joined by the indomitable. Is that a word? I think that's a word. Is that a word, Moore?
I have no idea.
I think it's a word. Young man, Mr. Moore Meisel. But your full name is Samuel Moore Meisel, right?
No, Moore
Samuel. Moore Samuel Meisel, but you go by Moore.
Yeah.
Or Samuel.
Yeah.
Or Meisel.
Yeah. No,
not Meisel.
I mean, I go by Moore and Samuel, but not Meisel.
Okay. What do you want me to call you?
I don't know.
Can I call you Moore? I'm joined by Moore. Moore is, how old are you? You are?
9.
You just turned 9 in May, right?
Yeah.
So 9 years old, and you live in?
Cote d'Ivoire.
Which is where?
West Africa.
West Africa. Okay, so if West Africa was your armpit, where would it be in West Africa? Like isn't West Africa kind of like this? It makes this kind of a shape?
Yeah.
So is it kind of like right where your bicep would be?
I guess. Like
in the middle. In the middle of West Africa. So, Cote d'Ivoire is a African country. What languages do they speak there?
They speak Ivorian and French.
Okay. And so you go to a school. Is your school in English or in French?
It's French.
Okay. So you speak French?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you enjoy speaking French?
Yeah.
Okay. What other languages do you speak? Obviously English, right?
Yeah.
Because it seems like you're doing English pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you speak English, French?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
But your dad speaks Khasi. Do you speak some Khasi?
No, I don't speak Khasi. It's just kind of too hard for me.
Yeah?
Like, every word in English is doubled from it. So, like, hi is going to be doubled. Like, hi, hi. Like, it adds another syllable.
Oh, wow.
So if it was, like, 2 syllables in English, it would be 4 syllables in Khasi.
So
it's too long for me.
Yeah, that does sound really long. That sounds like that would be difficult to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Khasi is from what country? It's a language group. It's a language from what country?
It's from Meghalaya.
Meghalaya, India, right?
Yeah.
Because your dad is Indian.
Mm-hmm.
So you at least know how to listen to Khasi, though, because he speaks to you in Khasi, right?
No.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Okay, he speaks to you in French.
No, he speaks to me in English. I don't really know Khasi that much.
Okay.
Every time he's like talking in Khasi on the phone with his mom, I was like, what is he saying?
Maybe that's his secret power. He can talk to people without you knowing. Because if he speaks in French, you understand, or English. But if he goes to Khasi, you know he's talking about you then, don't you?
Yeah.
He's probably saying something about you to someone.
I don't really know.
Yeah, probably not. So right now you're not in Cote d'Ivoire. We are where?
In Tanzania.
Okay. Do you know where Tanzania is?
In East Africa.
That's right. So you flew here, and it took you a couple days to get here, right?
I think only 2 days.
Oh, 2 days, yeah. But you went through what country?
I mean, two and a half days.
Yeah, you.
I went through Arusha.
Yeah, yeah. But you went through Ethiopia, right?
Oh yeah, Ethiopia.
Did you spend a night in Ethiopia?
Yeah.
Was that good?
Well, I guess the beds were okay, but it was really cold there.
It was cold.
Mm-hmm. And at dinner, that was just like, well, I mean, there was a restaurant for free, and
oh,
they only
nice.
Had like. The menu was like a few, like 3 inches long.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't really have many choices. There's another restaurant, but you have to pay for it, but you get more choices.
Oh, yeah. But the free stuff, I mean, it's free. So what did you end up eating? Do you remember?
I ate this beef. It was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. What are some of your favorite things to eat?
Pizza, definitely.
Pizza? Any specific
kind? Burgers.
Burgers, okay.
Oh, pepperoni pizza and chorizo pizza.
Chorizo pizza,
I love chorizo. It's this sausage.
Yeah.
And it's like thick.
Oh.
It's not like those giant sausages like pepperoni. It's like the small thin one.
Uh-huh.
And when you cut it into big like chunks and you fry it, it's so good.
That sounds
delicious. It just melts in your mouth.
Yeah, that sounds really good. That's awesome.
I like cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Fries. And I love chicken.
You love chicken.
And beef.
Yeah. So you're a very meat person, meat-oriented eater.
So my friend, Caspian, and I No, he's vegetarian, but I'm like, what? He's vegetarian? I mean, like, meat is so good.
Yeah. It's different for different people, right?
And this morning, I choked on my sausage because I was talking during I ate it, and he was like, that's why I don't eat sausages. I choke on them. I'm like, that's not a reason not to like sausages.
Yeah, it's not a reason. I mean, I like sausages. They're good. Tell me about what you've done here so far. You've been in Tanzania for a few days now. Mm-hmm. What have you been doing?
Well, I've been babysitted.
Yeah.
A lot
of babysitting because your parents have been in meetings.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I just play with my friends, play devices. And that's probably it.
It's a beautiful hotel we're at, though, right? I mean, that's a really nice—right now we're sitting outside under palm trees and the weather's pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's a little chilly maybe, but nice.
Wait. Palm trees.
Yeah, that's a palm tree, right? This isn't, but those over there are palm trees.
Yeah, those are palm trees.
So yesterday you had a pretty cool experience.
Yeah.
You got to go to the Maasai market.
Yeah.
And so tell me about what are the Maasai market, for someone who's never been there, paint a picture with your words of what it would be like.
It was like the one in Cote d'Ivoire. There's a bunch of people and there's little stalls and there's like wooden stuff with like animals and cloths and jewelry and different places set on cloth. Yeah.
Very
and there's
cool.
a long hallway with a bunch. There's like paint. I think my mom and dad got this. What's that thing called?
I don't know.
In Christmas? It's that little house.
Nativity?
Yeah.
Oh,
got a nativity set.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I got one of those too. So at the Maasai market, they tell you what the price is and then that's just what you pay, right?
Yeah. The prices are like high.
Oh, they are.
I mean, not like too high. I mean like regular high.
Regular high. Okay. But you had an experience yesterday where you got to bargain.
Oh, yeah.
That was a different experience, right? Mm-hmm. Most of the time you just, whatever price they tell you is what you pay, right?
Yeah.
But here you don't have to. At the supermarket. Yeah.
Yeah. Because here... there's no price tags.
Oh, yeah.
So you can bargain for it.
So that's a pretty cool experience. So you got to actually bargain yourself.
Yeah.
So tell me what
that
was like.
I didn't know what to say. My dad helped me.
Sure.
So, because here they only speak English. So my dad spoke to me in French.
Oh.
So that way I would know.
So he gave you little tips on how to bargain.
Yeah.
So what were you trying to bargain for?
I was trying to bargain for this little metal plane made out of... tin foil.
Yeah, like tin
cans.
From
the Coke
stuff. Aluminum cans, yeah.
Yeah, but you couldn't see like the cans because they painted it.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a cool little plane.
Yeah.
Plane thing. And so when you first went there, they told you it was going to cost how much?
3,000 shillings.
Wow. 35,000 shillings?
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot.
35. I actually didn't.
Oh, you said 30?
I said 3,000.
Okay. I remember when you told me earlier you said 35.
Yeah, 35.
35,000 shillings. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So then what did you do next? When they said it was 35,000, did you say, okay, that's what I'll pay?
No, I said like, what? And I asked my dad in French, what should I do? Which is, qu'est-ce que je vais faire?
Okay.
And he said, he gave me the tip. And he said, say, I want it for 10,000 shillings. So I said, okay, 10,000 shillings. And the guy's like, what? No, 25,000 shillings. And I'm like, no, how about 12,000 shillings? And then the guy's like, okay. And so the guy's like, what? And then I say, I'll buy it for 15 shillings. And then the guy says, all right, but at least give me 2,000 shillings more. And that's a total of 17,000 shillings. So I got it for 17,000 shillings.
Wow. So they started at 35 and you got them all the way down to 17. That's pretty incredible. Did that surprise you that they gave it to you for 17,000?
I mean, yeah, because they usually didn't. Because there was this other plane I wanted to get and I was going to bargain for it. It was 50,000 shillings.
Oh, wow.
And I was going to bargain for it and I accidentally said 30,000, which was too high.
Yeah.
So... yeah, I didn't get that plane.
So you learned that bargaining, you have to start really low, don't you?
Yep.
And then know that you have to work your way up.
Yep.
That's a different kind of experience, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Was that fun for you? Did you feel like you won when you got them down to 17,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, so not only did you get a new plane, but you got some increased self-esteem that you can bargain.
Yep.
Yeah. what other things have you done since you've been here in Arusha? Now your parents are in a meeting and you've been able to just kind of hang out here at the hotel. Did you get to go to the playground?
Yeah, I went to it's a park. Yeah.
What was there?
Like a playground. And while we were playing, they blew up a giant bouncy house.
Oh, that's fun. Do you like bouncy houses?
There was a Coca-Cola one, and there was a giant Coca-Cola on the top. It was hilarious.
That's awesome. Do you get to drink Coca-Cola?
Nope.
No.
But I mean, last night I did.
What'd you get to have last night?
7-Up, not necessarily Coca-Cola.
Yeah, was
but
that pretty
similar?
It is, yeah. Was that pretty good?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to share a little with your sister, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my dad. He took, like, almost all of the bottle.
Oh, man. Well, he probably didn't want you to have too much sugar.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd be hyper.
Yeah. So the meals that you've eaten here in Tanzania, is the food here like the food that you have in Cote d'Ivoire?
No.
Okay, so how is it different?
Well, the chicken isn't braised.
Oh, okay.
It's, like, only fried.
Okay.
And there's lots of foods like that banana stew yesterday that I've never seen before.
Yeah, banana stew. It was like meat and bananas all
in
a big stew.
Yeah, and they don't serve yam. I mean, people in Cote d'Ivoire do yam. They serve yam. But I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
So this is the first time I've ever seen yam. And I never knew it was purple. I thought it was like a grain type.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Yam in French is inyam.
Okay, that's inyam. Mm. That's good to know. If I ever want to have that while I'm in a French-speaking country, I know how to say that now. You go to a French school.
Mm-hmm.
Do you learn, like, obviously French? Do you learn math and science?
Yeah, math, science, history, geography. Wait, art, music. Yeah. Oh, and something called French. It's not like learning to speak French, but it's like, how do you say it? Grammar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like knowing how to, you know, like
structure sentences.
Stuff like present, future, past tense.
Conjugation.
Mm-hmm. Conjugation, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what French is.
That's awesome. Do you like school?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite subject in school?
Math.
Okay. Yeah, last night we were quizzing you on math things. You were really good.
Uh-huh.
Do you do any sports or any, you said art and music?
Yeah, I don't do, like, sports, but I ride my bike and I run a lot with my friends.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, my friend plays soccer, and here's something really funny.
Yeah.
You see, one day at sports at school, the big kids and my friend were playing soccer.
Yeah.
And I had no idea how to play, so I just went in there and started going through the ball, and when the ball got kicked out and there was a pause, they asked me to kick the ball to them, and I tried to kick it, and I fell.
Oh, no.
It was so embarrassing. Everybody laughed.
Were you okay, though?
I was okay. It's sand.
Oh, good. Yeah. It's good that you can laugh at yourself, though. You can tell that story now and know that sometimes we fall, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I really wanted to kick it, but I knew, like, I can't do this, so I tried to kick it, and I fell. I kicked it again, and I'm not really good at kicking straight, so it kind of went the other way.
Yeah. I saw you kicking a ball around here, though. You did just fine. So you must have learned how to kick it or at least practice some.
Not really.
Not really.
It's because the ball was smaller.
Oh, okay. You were playing with a bigger soccer ball than there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we had those nice small ones that were easier to kick.
Yeah.
So you do some music and art as well, you said, at school?
Yeah. I mean, not like piano, guitar, or saxophone, but like I have to sing songs.
Do you like singing
French songs?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do. It's really fun.
Do you can you sing us a short song in French? Can you think of one?
I guess so. Like the whole song or like
just a part of it. Yeah, give us a taste of it.
So like the first verse?
Sure, that's perfect.
Okay, first verse. This one's called Pourquoi ci, pourquoi ça? It means why is this, why is that?
Okay.
Here goes nothing. Pourquoi ci, pourquoi ça? Ne demandez pas, allez-y voir vous-même. Par ici ou par là, allongez le pas et vous saurez pourquoi. Pourquoi l'eau de tous les torrents dévale dans la plaine et s'en va jusqu'à l'océan pour faire des moutons blancs? Pourquoi si? Pourquoi ça? Ne demandez pas. Allez-y voir vous-même. Par ici ou par là. Allongez le pas et vous saurez pourquoi.
Wow, that was so good.
Thanks.
So what did it say? What was the song about?
Pourquoi si? Pourquoi ça? Ne demandez. So it says, why is this? Why is that? Do not ask. Go and look for yourself.
Oh.
This way or that way. Do not just sit still. Go and find it. So, and then the first verse says, why does all water come from waterfalls and rivers and lakes and all goes to the ocean? And you know how they make big waves make out of, like, and sometimes the waves are, like, a little white on the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it says, pour faire des moutons blancs, which means, like, to make white sheep.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
When it splashes, it makes white and it kind of looks fuzzy and
yeah,
stuff.
Like a sheep, yeah.
Yeah.
I see that. That's awesome. What a great song. I should teach my kids that song because sometimes they ask for things and I say, go find it yourself. Like, get up, go over there, over there. That feels like that's what the song's about, telling someone to go figure it out.
Yeah. There's two more verses.
Oh, yeah.
The second verse is about why do birds sing? And the last verse, I don't really know.
Okay.
I mean,
that was a really cool song. Thanks for sharing that.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you have any stories of things you've done that you just really enjoyed? What's
like crazy?
Yeah, any crazy stories?
Crazy stories. I gotta think about that. In the U.S., there's this park called the Pendleton Park.
Yeah.
You know that one? And there's this really giant slide. And when you slide down it, you kind of like go and you can't stop yourself.
Yeah.
So one time I went up and I slid and I could not stop myself. So
oh, no.
When I landed on my feet, I literally did a few, maybe I didn't, but I feel like I did like a flip or I went like bananas.
You couldn't stop yourself. You had so much momentum.
And there's one more story that's crazy.
Okay.
Well, my friend has a four-wheeler and he's only 10.
Okay.
And I feel like that's very special.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has a four-wheeler and a PS5.
Wow.
So one time I went to his house and I just discovered his four-wheeler because I never knew.
Yeah.
So, and I forgot to bring a helmet because I didn't know.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So we went on the four-wheeler and then my friend said, let's go bananas.
Yeah.
So we went bananas and that was fun. I mean, and his cousin was visiting him. So his cousin was watching us and my friend scared his cousin. So she like jumped to the side.
Yeah.
He went like, yeah. And his cousin screamed and jumped to the side. So yeah, that was fun.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Do you know how many countries you've been to?
One.
Can you name them? Why don't you name the countries? And I'll count for you.
U.S.
Okay.
Cote d'Ivoire, India, France. What else? And South Africa. That's all.
South Africa. Now Tanzania. You've been to Tanzania?
Yeah, Tanzania.
Wow.
Wow. I never thought of that.
Yeah. You spent a night in Ethiopia, but you didn't spend a lot of time there.
Yeah.
That's incredible. You are a kid that has experienced a lot of different places in the world.
Uh-huh.
That's a pretty special thing, I think.
Thanks.
Do you think it's pretty special?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I never got to explore New York, which is really what I want to do. I hear the pizza's really good.
Oh, yeah. They have that New York style. It's their whole thing.
My dad and mom have visited the Empire State Building.
Really?
Yeah. I wonder how it's like to like be right next to the glass and looking down.
Yeah.
So many feet.
Maybe someday you'll get to do that. Now, Cote d'Ivoire has one of the biggest cathedrals, right?
Oh, yes. I mean, not the biggest church in the world.
Yeah.
It's called the Basilica.
Yeah. Have you been there before?
Uh-huh.
So you've been to the biggest church in the world. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's in my city.
I
live there.
Yeah, in Yamoussoukro?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I don't go to that church, though, because it's not the Church of God.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a huge church.
I think it's a Catholic church.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so if there are kids listening, is there anything you would want to say to them?
Like,
I don't know. Do you have any advice for kids your age?
Be prepared for what's ahead of you?
Yeah.
Expect the unexpected.
Expect the unexpected. Those are great pieces of advice. Is there anything else you want to share before we wrap up our podcast?
Yeah, just one more thing for the kids.
Okay.
Well, being mature is hard, but somebody's got to do it. And that's me.
You are very mature, Moor.
Thanks. I mean, not like really, really mature.
I think you're pretty mature.
I do some really funny stuff.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But I think you do a really good job listening.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for being on my podcast.
All right.
Okay, high five. You did it. Well done.
Okay.
Well, this is Moor and Andrew signing out.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to A World of Good. A World of Good is a podcast production of Global Strategy and Church of God Ministries. Our theme song is Colorado by Leo Flores. If you want to join the conversation, visit us at Twitter, at A World of Good Pod, on Instagram, A World of Good Podcast, or visit our website, chogglobal.org/A World of Good. And join us next time as we share more stories of good from around the world.